Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Before we put a bow on the Commanders Cowboys for the hour, I wanted to point out, so CeeDee Lamb, I guess some of you may not know if you haven't been monitoring Dallas at all, has been shut down for the season. I thought they were going to start Trey Lance or at least play him in this game, but it sounds like because Cooper Rush has an incentive that he can still go get a couple hundred thousand dollars based on play time if he plays in this game, that he will at least spend a chunk of the game on the field. But as much as the Cowboys, and we gave them a lot of credit for this, and I thought deservedly, had played really hard and been a real thorn in people's sides down the stretch here. They beat the Bucs 26-24 a couple weeks ago. They doubled up the Panthers, who have been playing a lot better, 30-14. They hung with the Bengals. They beat the Giants. They beat Washington. I thought this past week was kind of like the dam opened game.
Yeah.
Where like, okay, now it's December 29th. You have your family in town for Christmas, and New Year's is coming up, and they just didn't care that much. They got beat 41-7, woodshedded by the Eagles without Jalen Hurts. Saquon Barkley ran all over them. But from a passing standpoint, like, what are we doing here? I mean, you're talking about Kenny Pickett and Tanner McKee as the Eagles
McKee
quarterbacks who just move the ball with ease against Dallas.
Yeah, you could play mediocre reliever or a quarterback that torched the Cowboys this past week. Yeah, that was something, because it was close for a minute, and then you looked up and it wasn't at all, just because, you know, Dallas couldn't get out of its own way. That felt like all the house of cards kind of came crumbling down there right at the end, right? Where, they, as you said, they played inspired football. Now, it wasn't that they were ripping off wins against the best this league has to offer, but even still, starting with that Washington game, a couple weeks before, they've been outscored, I think it was by 40-some points, right, as they got blasted by Philadelphia, Houston, not competitive. We're going into the game going, this team has quit, they're gross, they're going to fire their coach, everything's bad. And they played inspired. They played well against Washington, New York. You mentioned the Cincinnati game, Carolina, Tampa. You're going, they deserve a lot of credit. I know Cowboys fans don't want to hear that, but as their season had kind of slipped away from them, you have no reason to play hard, and yet here they are, giving teams fits. And I think last week was reminded that, oh, that's right, you just don't have the horses. You don't have the ability to stay with anybody that's legitimately good, and you hope now that maybe that was, as you said, the floodgates opened, Washington could really take advantage of a, you know, beleaguered group that's now on its, whatever, it's two, quarterback number three, no CeeDee Lamb. This needs to be a, we're getting ready for the playoffs, you're getting ready to golf.
Yeah, it goes without saying that it's just a game that you can't let up in. Like, you absolutely have to find a way to win this football game, because there is something on the line for you that does matter. Mm-hmm. Like, this does still, as much as it would be easy to just kind of stroll into the postseason not caring, the 6 versus the 7 is going to be significant. You don't want to go to Philly. You absolutely would rather play the Rams or the Bucs. We've debated which of those two matchups would be better for Washington. But it goes without saying that both of them would be better than Philly. So you just have to handle your business. And you've already lost once to this team. Makes it less likely to me that you would lose again. If somehow Dallas, with nothing to play for, beat Washington in a game where they're playing their starters and actually care. And there's some guys financially who are hungry too. Zach Ertz with a 9-catch game can make $250,000. With 90 yards can make $250,000. With 2 touchdowns can make $250,000. If you look at the pass rushing group, Dorrance Armstrong with a sack can make $250,000, I think it is. Dante Fowler with a half sack could get to 11 on the season, would give him $375,000. Like, there's a lot of reasons for a lot of players on this team to care. If the Cowboys beat them, it would be jarring and really should make people nervous going into next week. I just don't think that's going to happen. I think the Commanders are going to be a lot better and pummel this team pretty good.
Yeah, got caught with your pantaloons down maybe a little bit last time. You know, who knows what the week leading up to it was like? Who knows if you read your press clippings for the first time, or, you know, maybe you just give Dallas credit. You know, you just didn't have a great game. That's allowed. That happens over the course of an NFL season. It was especially disappointing given the fact that Washington had lost their previous two games. You know, it both winnable, both competitive against good teams. You go, okay, now this is the chance to take out some of that frustration. and they were inept for the majority of that thing. It took a busted Dallas coverage for them to finally get, you know, that late touchdown to McCorn. But the opportunity is here, as you clearly said, right? You've got so much more to play for than they do, both personal incentives, team incentive-wise. This needs to be the one more muscle flex in the mirror before you go out and pose for the playoffs.